BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, finally. I've been waiting out here almost 15 minutes, Lillian.
Well, you didn't have to stay with the car, Justin. You could have gone and said hello to Aziz.
Now, our sole reason for coming here was to pick up the gloves you forgot.
Yeah, well, I've got them now.
Well, I did say this would happen.
What?
That if we went via the stables, we'd never get away.
Well, Joanne had a couple of questions, that's all.
Oh, meanwhile, our lunch reservation goes out the window.
It's only at the Bull, Justin. They'll fit us in whenever.
Well, I happen to be starving.
Honestly, you'd think an extra hour in bed might have improved your mood.
An extra hour of sleep might have done. Except you insisted on reading out the details of all those Christmas cruises.
I thought you fancied the idea of the Caribbean.
I do.
Well, then we should book.
Right now, my priority is food.
Well, I hope you're better company once you've eaten.
Oh, Lillian.
Oh, Brad.
Sorry, Mr. Elliot, I can see you're just leaving.
I'm trying to.
That's fine, darling. How can I help?
Well, I'm going round seeing if anyone might need any promotional video work.
Oh?
You see, for a very competitive price...
Always a good start.
I could film some professional videos for you to share online.
Isn't there something you're leaving out, Brad?
Sorry?
This is to do with George, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's still his business, only he's asked me to keep it going for him and...
Look, I'll stop you right there.
I'm just trying to do him a favour while he's away.
You have definitely come to the wrong place.
I do realise all the trouble George has caused.
Trouble is one word for it.
I know he left you and Emma to finish the Cantering On videos.
And then there is a small matter of him framing Alice for the car crash.
I'm really not trying to excuse what he did.
Well, the fact is you're wasting your time coming here.
Couldn't I just talk you through some options?
No. Look, I will not allow any connection between my businesses and George Grundy. Not now, not ever.
I think you've got your answer, Brad.
Absolutely.
Better off touting for business elsewhere.
Well, I've been round loads of places already. Only I can't seem to drum up any interest.
Well, I'm sorry, Brad, I don't care.
Well, I shouldn't have bothered you.
No.
Anyway, well, I'd best be off.
Honestly, the nerve!
Well, sweetest, you certainly told him.
All I'm saying, my darling, is I think he's right that Harris is stepping up.
He's not ready, though, Jolene. I keep telling you.
Oh, don't forget. Fallon supported him going part-time in the first place. Now she needs him.
I know, but...
She's taking a big step with this new cafe at the EV charging station. You've seen how excited she is, Kenton.
It's not that I'm not pleased for her.
Harrison just needs to see Fallon settled with a new business. Then they can reassess things.
I can only tell you that he really doesn't want to be working full-time.
Who does?
I don't think the pressure is going to do either of them any good, not in the long run.
Then we'll make sure we look out for her.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Ah! Lillian! I'm sorry we're a bit late.
A bit?
Is everything all right, my darling?
Fine. I was just ambushed by Linda on the way in.
Well, you haven't run out of the beef, I hope.
Afternoon, Justin.
Oh, afternoon.
Well, your table's ready.
And the beef's still on, is it?
When I last checked.
Well, so long for me then, Kenton.
Oh, Look, Justin.
What?
The kitten's curled up by the fire. She gets everywhere, that one.
Do we have a name yet?
We're still accepting submissions.
Well, then, can I suggest we stop?
You've changed your tune.
Certain punters are getting quite restless.
Certain punters, meaning Linda.
She says the consensus is it's gone on long enough.
We're just not very inspired by the suggestions.
Quite a few kids have entered.
Linda reckons there's mums and dads desperate for the winner to be announced.
Yeah, well, if it ends up being one of the youngsters, we'll have to rethink the prize.
Oh, I bet the parents would jump at a gallon of ale.
It's just so hard to choose, Lillian.
Especially from the selection we've got.
Pick a name at random, then.
It's a bit risky, isn't it?
Well, that way it's done.
What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, we have let it drag on a bit.
Good. Well, I'm glad that's all decided. So, it's the sirloin for me, and what are you having, Lillian?
Hold on.
Now what?
We haven't done it yet.
Done what?
Chosen a name for the kitten.
Oh, right now, you mean?
You want to pick one this minute?
Well, why ever not?
Oh.
Hello? Hello, Brad.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Don't often see you over here.
I can come back if you're busy in the shop.
No, I'm not working today. I was just grabbing a plaster from the first aid box.
Well, what happened?
Hilda. Stupidly trying to apply her flea treatment without the requisite protection.
Bite or a scratch?
One of each, for good measure.
Well, it sounds like she's a bit of a handful.
She's better with me and Tony, usually, but she's not so good with strangers. Although Hilda did scratch Henry yesterday, and he was only trying to put her food bowl down.
And how's everything else going?
Well, we're flat out with the mid-season apple harvest, and the dairy's busy as we gear up for Christmas.
Actually, on that subject, can I perhaps interest you in any marketing?
For the dairy?
A little promo about cheese production, maybe.
I appreciate you're trying to support George's business, but I don't think the family would ever forgive me if I started helping line his pockets.
Right.
Have you approached places outside Ambridge?
I've been all over this weekend, and it's the same story.
I'm sorry, Brad.
I suppose it's George's reputation, or my rubbish salesmanship, both, probably.
Well, I personally don't believe George is a bad lad, just misguided.
Right.
How's he getting on?
Oh, not great. And he's going to be even more upset when he finds out I've run his business into the ground.
More upset?
What?
You said George is upset?
No, he's fine. He's getting on well, actually.
Brad, is George all right?
Could I have the ice bucket, please, to slick the entries in, Janine?
Here you go.
Now, before we put them in, do all your little pieces of paper have a suggested kitten name as well as the name of the entrance?
Yep, done.
Very good. Right. In they go.
We can pick the winner if you want to go and eat with Justin.
And listen to him blame me for missing out on the beef.
Yeah, sorry about that. Joy and Mick just pipped him to the post.
Poor Justin.
Anyway, the matter at hand.
I think you should pick the winner, Lillian.
Me?
Yes, you do the honours.
All right. Here goes nothing.
Well?
Lillian?
Best of three, perhaps? No, come on, what is it?
Oh, God, it's not Jazzers, I hope.
Tortoise.
Right.
Unusual for a cat.
It's totally unsuitable.
It's because she's a tortoiseshell.
Yeah, thank you, Janine. I am aware of the logic. It just sounds very silly.
Might grow on us.
Not on me, it won't.
So what are you suggesting?
Well, we will just have to pick another one.
What do you mean?
I'll choose another entry.
Wait! Now that makes a mockery of the whole thing. We said first one out of the bucket wins.
So now it's the second one.
No, there's customers who've seen us pick it now. We can't keep going until we find one you like.
Well, why not?
Because it's cheating.
Oh, don't be such a goody-goody. Come on, let's have a look at the other entries.
If you must.
Well, I warn you, they're all pretty bad.
Now, what's this one? Spot.
That's David trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Moving on. This says to be decided or TBD for sure. Are they all like this?
I did say. Okay. How about Bombalorina?
That's from the musical Cats, ain't it?
Who suggested it?
Paul.
Bombalorina. It's a bit of a mouthful. What's yours, Jolene?
Bastet.
Bastet?
No, hang on. It says ancient Egyptians worshipped a half feline, half woman goddess named Bastet.
Oh, let me guess. Courtesy of Jim Lloyd.
Bingo.
Didn't that boy suggest Charoo?
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
Well, why not that?
Yeah, I could live with Charoo.
No, I'm sorry. It's breaking the rules.
Oh, hardly election tampering, darling.
Imagine if Linda found out we cheated.
Well, no, that's a very good point.
We'd never hear the end of it.
Yeah. Well, whose was Tortoise, anyway?
Can't remember. Lillian?
Jack Archer.
Oh, well, that settles it. Weren't cheating an eight-year-old.
I guess it's Tortoise, then.
No, we're not so loud, my darling. We want to save the big reveal.
For the record, I think you're making a mistake.
Why don't we announce it on Wednesday lunchtime? It's half term, so the kids are off school. Oh, we We should have a little do.
Yeah, well, I'll give it a miss, I think.
Anyway, I've got some other news to share. You might like this better.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. You remember the collector who was interested in the old Shire's ashtray we found?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's back from his foreign travels and is coming here tomorrow to view all our Shire's memorabilia.
You mean a misty mirror and some battered tankards?
Well, you never know, Lillian. We could be sitting on a gold mine.
I wouldn't hold your breath, darling.
Really, Pat, it's nothing.
I don't mind, you know. If you want to talk to someone.
Just forget it, honestly.
But you've seen George.
On Friday.
And how did you find him?
I can't say.
Why not?
Look, I just want to help his business so he's got something to come back to.
I appreciate you're trying to be loyal, Brad. But sometimes you might have to break someone's confidence in order to help them.
I can't.
Talking to someone impartial might give you a different perspective on things.
No, but thank you, Pat.
Even so,
well, I'm all George has got at the minute.
He does have his family. Have you talked to the Grundys?
I told them what George told me to tell them.
Won't George talk to them?
He ain't even asked them to visit.
I hope he's not trying to cope all by himself.
I don't know.
It sounds like he's inflicting his own brand of punishment. Well, perhaps you could change his mind if George is finding things difficult.
Don't tell anyone he is, please.
He shouldn't be pushing his family away. Not when they might offer him some comfort.
Who says George will listen to me?
Well, the fact is you can't carry all of this on your own shoulders.
It's all right.
Your priority should be university, surely.
I'm just trying to balance everything.
Well, for both your sake and his, I think you should encourage George to see his parents.
I'll try.
I'll leave you to get that.
Thanks, Pat.
You take care of yourself.
Hello?
Is that Rags?
Speaking.
Justin Elliot here.
Oh, right. Look, about earlier at the stables.
No, actually, that's not the reason I'm calling.
No?
In fact, I have a little proposition for you.
Really?
Why don't we meet at the new EV charging station tomorrow at, say, 12 o'clock?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Excellent.
Can I just ask what it's about?
Better I explain everything tomorrow, Brad. I hope that's all right.
Okay.
Until then, and, mum's the word.